Listen, 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Yeah.
Gather round your radio now for QZ and Aaron.
We are back. We are firing on all cylinders. The Battle of the West is coming up. We can't wait for that. Eels. I've been Eels since day one. I'm still Eels, and we're going to get the job done. So,
how's that Tigers Foundation membership that you bought?
Well, you can still be charitable, but the number one team are the Eels, and we've made it to the big dance, and we're going to go all the way.
Battle of the West, huh?
No matter how many babies are born this week, we're not going to focus on that.
Why not?
Because that's what we do here. Our babies are born away from the ground. We play.
Oh, as in players' babies.
Yes.
Yes,
absolutely.
No, true. Yes,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
Have we got a family pass to give away to Taronga Zoo?
We sure do. Build unforgettable memories at Taronga Zoo these spring school holidays. Get your tickets now at taronga.org.au. Family pass.
131060, a family pass to Taronga Zoo. It can be yours.
Wow.
We need someone to call, though, because otherwise we can't give it away.
Do they remember the number, do you think?
131060.
No, I know you do. Do they?
Well, that's why I said it again.
Yeah, for them.
Got to remember this. Guys, this is exciting.
No, I know. I love Taronga Zoo.
Oh, it's the best zoo in the world.
In fact, I spent some time this week with animals. 2 llamas, about 100 sheep, and some chickens.
And you had a good time?
I didn't go close. I did keep my distance and they did smell a little bit.
Is that on your partner's farm?
No, mum and dad's place, the farm next door.
Yeah, right.
They sometimes use our grass to eat.
Yeah.
Which then means we get access to said animals because they're eating our grass.
So, Eliza, you took her to see the llamas, did
No,
you?
She'd actually come home to her dad's before there was the llama visit, so I can't tell her we went because she'll get angry.
You just went on your own to see llamas?
No, I went with some other people and kids.
Yeah, there were children involved.
Yeah, there were children involved.
Yeah, right.
My nephew Angus loved one of the sheep in particular. Quite strange. He had a real affinity with it.
Yeah, well, the sheep are lovely animals. So not only good to eat, but good to cuddle as well.
Yeah, we did have to get him to leave at the end. He wanted to bunker down, let's say, for the night.
Sure. Tell you what, I watched a fun movie last night, Grimsby. Have you seen that? Grimsby?
Oh, yes.
God, it's good fun.
No. I've watched war movies all week.
No, Grimsby's a really good movie.
But funny, is it?
Tough with kids, though. There was a scene involving two men inside an elephant where other elephants were servicing the said elephant, and they were inside the elephant while the elephant was being serviced.
Yeah.
That involved a blanket over my daughter's
over
the top of them so they don't see this. Yeah.
Could they hear it?
I could hear my son laughing. It's a shocking scene.
Yeah.
It's good fun, though.
Oh, my God.
Now, yeah, Melissa from Castle Hill, off to Taronga Zoo, see the elephants get serviced in real life. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Hello.
Melissa, have you ever seen an elephant in real life before?
Absolutely not. Yeah, I'd love to.
They're huge.
They are huge.
So would you take the option, if given, to see an elephant undergoing a service?
Oh, I'd love to see elephants anyway. I was adopted from Sri Lanka, so I have never seen elephants, only just pictures and everything from my home country. So that would be beautiful.
Yeah, well, you are going to go to Taronga Zoo and see elephants and all sorts of animals.
I don't think they have elephants.
Oh,
they don't have elephants.
No, I don't think. I've been to Taronga Zoo a few times and I've never seen an elephant. No,
they've got to have elephants. They would, wouldn't they?
I'll look it up, but I'll look it up.
I mean, they've got giraffes and lions, meerkats.
Yeah, there's heaps of it. Even if they don't have elephants, there's still a lot to.
Hippopotamus. I know they've got a hippopotamus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, that's.
Never smile at hippopotamus. What's that song?
Crocodile.
Never smile at crocodile. What's something about a hippopotamus? There's a hippopotamus in a song, isn't there?
Nah, I don't know.
There is.
I don't know.
Oh, no, there's definitely a hippopotamus involved in some song. Yeah, there is. I'm sure there is.
Well, we can find that
they
out.
Do
they
have
do
elephants.
Have elephants. Yeah, confirmed. Elephants are on the ground.
We must have missed them, which is weird. So big.
Yeah,
so
maybe
more passes. More passes today.
Too much wine, because they have wine
for
as well.
For God's sake, it was Taronga Zoo with kids. I wasn't half cut.
Oh. Well, if you were, it's up to you. It doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
It's all good. Let's have a great day.
It's not illegal. It's just heavily frowned upon. Susie, Ed
and Aaron. So all roads lead to Acor Stadium next Sunday. We will have your grand final tickets today. That's huge. No doubt about it. Penrith. They flex their muscles on Saturday night, second half.
Oh. Mm.
Brian To'o, that try.
That's great.
That was unbelievable.
Mm.
We got the interception and then that bloke came up to him and he said,
interception?
No.
I don't think I've heard it in its full entirety. I think, intercept. I think maybe you're getting confused with an inception.
No, we intercepted the guy.
Interception. Is that it?
Interception. You got an interception.
It's an intercept.
Well, you got an intercept. I mean, I put
I'm genuinely curious. I just haven't heard. You could be completely right.
Well, it's an actual word. There's no doubt about that. But anyway.
You're both right.
The don't argue of like, no, get out, mate. I'm going to the line.
The radiki
that was incredible. But you know what? Friday night we want to focus on, don't we? Because of what Mitchell Moses did.
Yes.
And some say he didn't have a great game for Parramatta. And some say he should have been somewhere else.
Yeah, well, his wife was pushing a watermelon out of a grape at the time, so he's probably a bit distracted.
So he, it was the birth of his first child. Mm. It was on the day, but he was in Townsville because he had a big game to play.
Yeah.
And they got the job done.
I get it. To be honest, I went back, after 4 weeks, like, I get it. I think you can do both. I would have done exactly the same thing and his wife would have wanted him to do exactly the same thing because, she's doesn't want to sit around, with the wives of losers. Exactly. She wants to be part of the winning team.
Yeah, well, exactly. And they've got the chance to win the grand final.
Exactly.
This is what he said after they won the other night.
And then I'm welcoming my first child. I have a face on dead set 4 hours ago. So, and now I'm playing the grand final next week.
So all good. So I'm sure he will have some time with his new child.
Oh, he might.
The week. Look, if it fits into his schedule. But that kid will be proud. I hope he runs that child out on grand final day, actually. Why not? Run the baby out.
Little early.
That should be the first time he meets that baby as he's just jogging onto the field. Here's your new baby.
Oh,
have a couple, have 5 seconds. We'll run out, get some photos.
You don't look like me.
Pass the baby back to mum.
A little chip kick.
Who? I reckon everyone agrees he's done the right thing. Can we ask that question?
Okay. Now, look, 13-10-60, lines are open just in time for school holidays. What about the family pass to Taronga Zoo? Build unforgettable memories at Taronga Zoo. These spring school holidays, get your tickets now at taronga.org.au. 13-10-60, lines are open. Totally fine for Mitchell Moses to win the birth. Do you believe that? 13-10-60, maybe you missed the birth for work, or maybe it was your partner who missed the birth of your child for some reason. What was the reason? It's totally fine.
Yes.
Totally fine.
But even if not that, just give us the opinion. Was it okay to miss the birth of your child? Is it okay? Yes or no? Okay. We've got a family pass to Taronga Zoo. They are like gold, those passes.
Like hen's teeth.
Absolutely.
Unless you want to buy one, in which case they're available.
Rare as hen's teeth. Yes or no? You just have to answer that question. Susie, Ed and Aaron. So Mitchell Moses, Parramatta Eels halfback. Who is a legend.
Yes.
Got the job done.
Not a legend yet. He will be if he leads into victory on grand final day.
No, I think he's a legend because of what he did on Friday night. He said to his partner, you have the baby, you take care of business there, I'll take care of business in far north Queensland.
I don't reckon he had to tell her to have the baby. After you gestate for 9 months, it kind of just comes.
Well, yeah, but right, but he wasn't there and there's nothing he could have done about it. So he decided not to, go all woke and attend the birth.
Yeah.
I love this word woke.
It's old
school. Such a wank.
He's gone old school.
Who did I see someone else telling someone else not to go woke? Oh, Gordon Tallis this morning. I saw a headline telling Latrell Mitchell not to go woke because of the booing. But I tend to agree in some way that you can't stop people booing. I mean, that's part of the. Yeah. Out of the atmosphere.
Well, you know what? No one booed Mitchell Moses for not attending the birth of his child. They cheered him, didn't they?
We don't actually know what happened at the hospital in that suite. I reckon his wife would have done a few words worse than booing at his expense. But she would have been a very willing participant in this. And a lot of women are very noble in what they're willing to sacrifice for their partners, as are a lot of men.
Right, but so who have we got? And whose side are
John.
They on?
John from Punch Bowl. What do you say, John? Was it okay to miss the birth?
Yeah, as long as he's the main player of the team, I think it's okay. If it was the 17th or 18th man, I'd say go see your kid. But
yeah.
I think given the circumstances, I'll give it a green light.
Yeah, and you know, the child will understand in years to come.
100%. Yeah.
Especially if they get the job done this Sunday, you know.
Yeah, it'll be worth it.
Right.
So, John, 100%. If it's like some loser kind of nufty that's just filling numbers, basically, then they wouldn't have earned the right.
Well, if they're 17th or 18th, man, I'd say go see your kid and go support your wife. 7, 8. But if you're the important part of the team, I think you've got to go.
You're a valued member. But
he's an important part of the team because he sacrificed his family to get there. Do you know what I mean? So that's what we've got to remember.
I don't think he lay them at a tomb.
No,
he
but he's
sacrificed
like,
his family.
You've got to have tunnel vision if you want to win the grand final. And he appears to have tunnel vision. And some say he didn't have his best game, but I think he did well enough and helped him get across the line.
Jordan from Rudy Hill, is it okay to miss the birth?
No, I don't believe that he should have missed the birth.
Yeah, right. So have you experience in this situation? Do you have children yourself, Jordan?
Yes, I have 4 children and I would never miss my first birth.
The first
That'd
one.
Be my main priority.
Yeah, so the second, third or fourth maybe, but not the first one. Is that fair to say?
Yes, that's correct.
Jordan, which team do you go for?
Panthers.
Yeah, funny that. I thought that might have been the case.
You'd be confident after what they did to the Rabbitohs on Saturday night. You're back-to-back. It's already in the cupboard, isn't it, the second trophy?
Oh, for sure, mate. You know, we won the SG Ball jersey flag yesterday.
I saw that yesterday. All the boys were there. Yeah,
flag. Yeah, they're going to win the women's as well, aren't they? Is that right? What's happening with the women's?
I know the Broncos are out for the first time ever in the women's competition.
There's a lot of trophies. What have they done to make them so good now? Is it all Cleary? So the Cleary dynasty?
It's all Gus Gould. You know, Gus put the foundations in place.
But life's good for you, Jordan, as a Penrith supporter, isn't it? Yep.
Yeah.
You just feel like a winner, don't you?
Oh, you know, job's not done yet. Got to wait for the boys to win next weekend. Yeah.
Well,
are you going to the grand final, Jordan?
Not at this current stage, no.
Well, you keep listening, my friend, because we're giving away tickets.
Beautiful. Sounds great.
It is great. It's a wonderful thing that we're doing.
Yeah.
For people.
Yep.
So a big moment happened for me last week, not going to lie. You guys know I've been struggling with vaping. You know that.
Yeah, I was talking to my family about it. Like you just disappear and we'd be kind of looking for you and then we'd find you under the desk hiding and you'd go to the toilet, the disabled toilet, and you'd be in there and people with a disability would be walking past and kind of waiting to get in and you'd be in there vaping. I mean, it's been awful for a lot of people.
Well, it's been especially awful for me. So, like going to the movies with my children the other day, and you know, I'm just going to head off. I was going to go to the toilet. So, I'm in the toilets at the movies while my children are watching a movie. I'm in the toilets vaping. It's a disgusting habit.
It's a low moment, isn't it?
I've been ashamed of myself.
Did you sit on the toilet with the big seat down thing, the lid? That's a real low moment. I've done that before.
No, I have done
things.
That, yes. No, I've done it.
You sit there, head in your hands. Did you put your head in your hands a little bit?
I've been like in the ensuite at my house and, you know, shut the door, turn the fan on, window opener slightly, and then just vaping. Terrible.
Yeah, it is.
I've done it awful. I've been a scourge on my life.
Yeah.
And it started federal election night, so which is not that long ago.
It is actually a fair while.
Yeah, well, it's too long. I'm not going to say. But on air, I've said this before. We've had these moments.
Yep.
I am definitely stopping very soon. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not doing it anymore. Really soon.
Really soon.
Properly soon. Can't get any more adamant than that. That was the voice of someone who wasn't convinced that they were stopping.
Yeah. That was the 9th of September.
Yeah, right. Jesus. So, look, I'm going to admit I've done it on TV shows. I've done it, you know, we've had moments here where our digital guru's come in and said we can't use that interview. And I've said, why? And he said, because you were vaping during it.
We've had our big boss.
Had emails.
Send official emails with warnings.
Yes.
But you ignored.
Yes, but last week I had a moment. It included me texting something to my wife while she was in the car with one of our daughters, and I had no idea that she was going to, like, this, you know, Siri can read out text messages.
Oh, God.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so they're driving along, and this is what my 9-year-old daughter heard.
I picked a bad day to give up vaping.
So she thought that I wasn't vaping, so she heard that.
Oh, no.
She did a PowerPoint presentation, which I had to sit through that night. So, and I sat through it. It was well done. It involved a tombstone.
Oh, wow.
And me being dead.
Wow.
Also me being an idiot.
Yeah, wow.
It was graphic. It was confronting. Mm. And it has meant that I have not vaped since last Wednesday. In fact, this morning, back on the radio, I put on my puffer jacket, which I wear,
yeah,
you know, to come into the radio show.
Yeah,
hides and, a thousand sins, doesn't it?
And
that
in
jacket?
That, in the pocket of that, in the pocket of that jacket was a vape.
Oh God!
And that went in the bin.
Whoa!
I know exactly which bin it went in.
Yeah,
and it's on Liverpool Street. Inside, yeah.
I know where it is. I could put my hand in that bin on the way back.
Ooh.
But I won't. So, yes, so I thank you.
And, oh, that's amazing. That is genuinely amazing because you were, I started to get a little bit worried because even with running, you know, generally you're a runner.
I'd stop running.
You stopped running.
Yeah. Stopped everything.
You started to hunch in that weird guilt-ridden, shamed
it's
way.
It's been terrible.
It's been terrible.
But, I mean, can people relate to the struggle of trying to give up?
Of course.
Can anyone?
Inspired by your kids, what have you given up? Because we've got a family pass to Taronga Zoo up for grabs. Get your tickets now at taronga.org.au. Build unforgettable memories at Taronga Zoo these spring school holidays. What have your kids inspired you or demanded that you give up? 131060, lines are open.
So you gave up for your children.
Well, I've got one thing now that Eliza's just started in the past 2 weeks trying to stop me from doing, and it's driving me crazy, especially when we're in the car. Mammy! Yeah, so I'll tell you what
right,
that is.
Well, maybe
too.
If we can't get inspirational stories, what do your kids want you to give up? So I've given up vaping since last Wednesday, gone cold turkey. My children are hassling me. Yesterday they said they were trying to claim that I hadn't given up, and they're like, you know, swear on mum's life that you've given up.
Jeez.
Mm. And I did. I said, I swear on her life, I have given up. So it's pretty good.
No, you've done so well. We all know what it's like when you've got something. It's bloody hard to give up.
Yeah, but people know when you get hassled by your own children. And,
yeah, they do. Sean from Penrith, what did your kids help you give up?
Alcohol.
Yeah, which is a big one.
Yeah, I was a party drinker and a party drunk and just loved it so much. But, yeah, they don't do it anymore. It's been 6.5 years.
Oh, wow. How did they get you to stop? Was it just kind of please or, like, how'd it work?
It was more my son and my wife basically told, well, my wife mainly said, look, give that up or, it's over. So, I gave it up and never looked back.
Yeah. So were you like someone who would lose? And I did as well, mate. I don't drink either. But so would you just lose control? As soon as you had a few, you'd go berserk?
Yeah. Once I had, say, two or three, it'd be coming to 23. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Embarrassing. And they were embarrassed for you. They were embarrassed for themselves. Yes.
100%, mate. 100%.
And you don't regret any, you know, you don't ever think, oh God, I'd love a drink. Like you're in a really good space.
Every day it's hard, but mate, I give it up. And yeah, I'm in a great space now. So I sleep better. My life's better. It's fantastic.
Yeah. You loved it too much.
I 100%.
Absolutely relate to Sean.
Sean.
Yeah. Now, Agata in Liverpool, who is trying to get you to give up something?
Yes, both my 7 and your 9-year-old have been begging me to give up my shopping with my obsession with Lorna Jane in particular.
Do you know I used to work at Lorna Jane Agata in the Canberra Centre? It was my first retail job. I was a store manager in Canberra, and let's just say there are things I'm not proud of that I did.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I'm so grateful that I don't work in retail, that I work in that I'm work in a hospital, because otherwise I don't know how I'd be able to. Like, I can at least do overtime, and that justifies my shopping. But
we're talking about stealing stuff from work. Is that what you're talking about, Erin?
Me? Oh, well,
Agata pays. I pay. No,
yeah, I
don't.
You
I
pay,
would be,
yeah.
No, but I would be shopping excessively. I'd be using my discount.
I think Erin might have been having the five-finger discount, what it sounds like. Pilfering is the word, I think. Pilfering.
So, I neither confirm nor deny your accusation, but when you're all alone and you're doing, what's it called, where you go through all the stock?
A stock take.
Stock take.
You were taking a lot of stock.
I wasn't taking a lot. It was only stuff that wasn't selling that well.
Well, well done to both of you.
It was years ago.
Susie, Ed and Erin. Spring love back.
Been focusing on long-term relationships all this month of September. Actually, after 8 a.m., I talked to Robbie Williams, the legend, the other day, and asked him about his, long-term relationship. And so some of the things he said were, they were illuminating.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, was he honest about?
Really honest.
Wow.
Properly honest.
I can't wait to hear.
Yeah. Well, actually, we'll play what he said. Yeah. Mm. But we have been doing all we can to try to make people,
reinvigorate relationships, because people can be together for a long time, still be very deeply in love with each other, but maybe drifting apart a little bit or not placing the importance on intimacy that they should because of kids, work, life, all the other stuff. And we want to change that.
And we will talk to Melissa and Liam in the next break. Is that right? We'll find out whether they actually did the deed. It's been 2 years. Mm. I mean, that's fair to say, isn't it? I mean, they're a long...
It's a little bit graphic. But...
Well, I mean, we'll ask them the question.
Whether they erupted...
Well, whether the volcano erupted. Yeah. I think that was their...
That's probably actually more...
Their analogy.
Graphic.
They wanted
was
to
theirs.
Use that.
Yeah.
But I'm trying hard.
Yeah, and look, we spoke about Holly's love languages and things that might, make her feel special, because you've been together a very long time. Yes. And you actually wrote a list, and we had our beautiful listeners ring up and give you suggestions on little things you can do that are in line and intertwined with what Holly values in a relationship. And you wrote this gorgeous long list of what you were going to do over the past week to make sure that you're investing in your own relationship. I'd like to go through them now, and I don't need context, and I don't need any of the kind of bull that you might try. And I just want a yes or a no.
All right, sure.
Did you cook her dinner?
No.
Did you carve a message into a plank of wood?
No. No, I didn't.
Did you draw her a bath?
No, I didn't.
Did you wash her car?
No, I didn't. She almost washed mine.
Did you? I said no context.
Yes, sorry.
Did you warm her pajamas whilst she showered?
No, I did think about it, though.
Did you make her a hot drink?
Yes. I flicked the kettle on at least twice. And one of those times I actually got two bags, gave her a double bagger. Double bagger.
Yeah, you dirty dog.
Beautiful, man. A bit of tea bagging.
Double bag. Yeah.
Whoa.
So that's one.
Did you give random massages? And that doesn't count for when you're telling her it's time to hanky-panky and give her a little
I'm going
to
say no. I'm going to say no.
Okay. Did you write love letters and leave them on her pillow?
No.
Did you sort the laundry?
Look, I did some sorting of laundry, so I'm going to give myself a tick there. Yes, I did.
But you did the two things on here that you've probably already at certain stages and different periods of your life just done.
Yeah,
is that correct?
The laundry's a big one. I should have done more, but I did a little bit. So that's I'm going to go yes, though. Yeah.
So two out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and the two that you chose to do were the two easiest and most pathetic.
Yeah, I've got room for improvement, fair to say. It's not
that
about
is appalling.
That was disgraceful.
I mean, a plank of wood, how hard is it?
I completely forgot about the list, I'm not going to lie.
Of wood.
I forgot about the list until this morning. But I've got, as we said, room for improvement. But what happened with Melissa and Liam?
Ooh.
Have they gone the distance?
Oh, I hope they used a plank of wood.
We've been following the journey of Melissa and Liam from Blacktown. Been together a long time, happily married.
Or were they happily married?
Let's hear their journey before we find out whether something happened. Feels like. There's been stats done that people in long-term relationships are not being intimate anywhere near often enough.
It's shocking in that it should never happen, but it's not shocking in that I reckon it would happen quite often in long-term relationships, which is sad.
Melissa, you're a woman with needs, like every woman has needs.
Yeah, tell me about it. Well, look, 5 children, it is a little bit hard. We've actually been completely nothing for 2 years straight. There's been a big drought. We haven't had a holiday, just him and I, not even a night in a motel in 15 years.
We've got you to do the love languages quiz. Quality time is your number one, and that's not happening, is it?
It's not happening. Magical time.
You hadn't been on a date for how long, just the two of you?
At least 5 years.
You've got to be conscious of it, though, because otherwise things can fizzle and then they're not retrievable.
We sent you out on a date. How did the gazing session go, Melissa?
In the beginning, we felt like, well, auditioning for Lady in the Tramp too, to be honest. Had a lovely night. We can't thank you enough for it.
Got to actually take yourself back to remember moments where there was passion, why you fell in love with each other in the first place when you were at your peak, and it takes you back there and brings it to the present.
So we're still waiting for dessert, Melissa, if you know what I mean.
Definitely. The volcano didn't erupt that night. But anyway.
It will go off like Vesuvius at some point. Love until late in the night. We've organised something.
The Strand Hotel, Darlinghurst. It's a night away.
So, Melissa, you're working on your undergarments for tonight.
Oh, gosh. Far out. Birthday suit, maybe.
That's the best way to go, Melissa. Nothing cuts in, nothing.
No time to take anything off. Straight to it.
Liam, are you ready for tonight, buddy?
Oh, I'm not sure now.
Exactly.
Liam.
If anything's worn, I'll just treat it like icing on cake. Just move it to the side if it's not any good and just... eat the cake.
Guaranteed I can blow your mind.
Mwah. Can you give us a thumbs up emoji when
Hell
it's done?
Yeah.
If you require that, absolutely.
I do require that.
There better be more than one thumbs up, babe.
Oh, come on.
Guaranteed I can blow your mind.
Mwah. Okay. Oh, I'm nervous.
I feel sick. Oh. The cake?
Melissa, you listen to your own journey then.
Good morning.
Oh, there's a spring in that step.
She sounds happy. So you had a night with Liam away from the children. Yes.
The Strand Hotel in Darlinghurst.
Yes, the Strand Hotel in Darlinghurst you sent us to.
Yes, and I didn't end up giving you my number, so I wasn't able to receive a text message after the night.
We're not happy about that one.
Well, I don't know what happened there.
It was weird. There was no follow through.
I should have. I wanted to. But anyway, but it's left me still hanging. It's left everyone hanging as to whether, I don't want to use the term, but whether there was, Aaron, say
okay,
something.
Okay, did the volcano of Liam...
Love.
Erupt in the what's it called? What's it like the lake of Melissa? I don't know.
Or anywhere.
look. Okay. Guys, the volcano erupted not just once, not just twice, but 3 times.
Oh my God. A three-peat! A hat-trick hero!
Wow.
3 times!
I told him to bring it and he brought it.
He brought it? That is incredible!
But how do we ask Melissa if her volcano erupted too?
Hell yeah, come on. Yeah. This guy knows what he...
Melissa knows how to get the job done, so yes.
He knows how to get the job done.
Wow.
That's extraordinary. Our work here is done, people.
Yes, it is.
And is it going to be a regular occurrence now, do you think, or every 2 years?
Yeah, we got home on Sunday morning and it happened again.
They're back, baby!
You're back!
Congratulations. Well done as we spring up back.
But what goes on in your mind, Erin?
A lot does, but not a lot when it comes to culinary issues. I've just never been big in the kitchen. I'm not a cook. I have other strengths.
Yeah, no doubt. You've got many strengths.
Yes, but my partner asked me to pick up some chickens because he was at Mum and Dad's with me for a couple of nights last week and he was going to do a roast for everyone. So yep. Roast chickens and vegetables.
Classic.
And he sent me a text with the kind of ingredients. Mm. And then I went to Coles, I think it was, and grabbed 3 hot chickens. And apparently that was because when you roast a chicken, you've got to start with it cold or something.
Start with it raw.
Yeah, raw. That's it too.
So you didn't know when he said he wanted to roast a chicken, you didn't understand what that meant.
No, I know what I've seen pictures and I've seen roasts before that other people have cooked where it comes out of the oven, looks amazing, but I've never done it myself. Like I do a bolognese out of a jar, but it's the order of the jars, and I can sometimes do a stir fry where the vegetables are already cut and the chicken's already cut, and then it's Master Foods teriyaki sauce. The only 2 things I know how to cook.
You've never cooked a chicken from raw?
No, never.
So you didn't even know the concept?
No, and there are dangly things hanging from its bottom it's disgusting.
But so when he said he wanted to roast a chicken and he wanted you to buy a chicken, you thought buy an already roasted chicken.
Yes, well, why not? It cuts out the middleman.
Look, but to not understand what happens.
I've never cooked a chicken. I've never cooked a chicken. I'm a 39-year-old, looks much, much younger woman, but never cooked a chicken.
You've never roasted a chicken.
No, but that's not unheard of.
There would be millions of
people listening who've never not cooked a chicken.
Everyone has cooked a chicken.
No, they have. Why has everyone cooked a chicken?
Because that's what happens in this
country.
Well,
I'm glad they've got time. I've had a busy life. I do charity work. They don't do charity work.
There's not one person listening who has not roasted a chicken. Okay. Unless they're a full-time vegan and have been since birth.
Oh, I was telling the person at Woolies who was helping me with trying to find the right chickens about you being a vegan because he said he loves the show. And then I said, oh, yeah, Hughesy's a vegan except he eats the inside stuffing of roast chickens. And he said, no, that's not right. I said, no, he does.
Yeah, all right. Well, I mean, that's a secondary conversation. Right now, everyone has roasted. There's not one person listening who's never roasted a chicken. Not one person.
Family pastor Taronga Zoo says you haven't. Family pastor Taronga Zoo, up for grabs, 13, 10, 60.
No, I can see the empty board. Thank you so much. Thanks for your support.
Every single time.
Have you ever changed legislation in this country for the betterment of our children? I fought for the rights of our kids to be safe online, the Online Safety Act. I was a catalyst. The Prime Minister called it Erin's Law. Yeah. So no, I haven't roasted a bloody chicken, but I have saved your kids' lives.
Wow.
Yeah, but they just want to roast chicken. Susie, Ed and Erin. So, Erin, when your partner said, can you get a chicken because he wanted to roast a chicken, you did what?
I got the hot chickens from Coles that were already hot.
Already roasted?
Yeah.
You didn't understand that people can roast their own chickens. They can do it from raw.
Yeah. Look, I understood that was a possibility, but I just, I've never done it myself. I've never roasted a chicken or any animal. I've never done a roast. It's just not my thing.
So you thought you were helping?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I paid for everything.
But he was insulted.
He thinks I'm stupid.
Right.
He's worried. I think you said you're surprised he didn't break up with me. I'm starting to see symbols and signs that it could be imminent.
Well, we have had a lot of calls.
What the hell?
But what are they saying?
Emma from Ride, ever cooked a chicken?
Hi, guys. Yeah, I've never cooked roast chicken either.
Yes.
I love to cook. I can cook a lot of things. I'm a little bit disappointed, Erin, that you only cook 2 dishes.
Oh, I thought you were ringing up in support.
But why have you never...
I'm ringing up in support of non-cooking chickens. I'm with you.
But why have you never done it, Emma?
Well, worse than Coles chickens are probably better than I could do.
Yes.
Ah, here we go.
Thank you, Emma. But Emma, you think I need to lift, do you? Do you think
I think you need to lift your game a little bit. There's 7 days in a week, 7 different meals. I think that's the minimum requirement.
Oh, that's a good point.
How long does it take to roast a chicken? I should know.
I think it was maybe it took an hour and a half or something, maybe.
I used to cook when I was in a share house back in the day.
Yeah, man.
You know?
What'd you cook? A little bit of...
We'd have the munchies a lot, so you need to cook a lot.
Yep. I meant like in that lab where people...
Meth?
Yeah.
No. No. I've been sober for a long time, by the way.
Congrats, man.
Absolutely.
So you didn't?
No, I don't know the first thing about that.
Me neither.
I don't know how they do
it.
I
actually genuinely don't.
Oh, and nor should you. It's obviously an appalling thing to do.
Craig, have you ever cooked a chicken?
Craig, how old are you, Craig?
Mate, I'm 62.
Good age.
So you've been cooking chickens for how long?
I've never cooked a chicken in my life.
Craig, thank you. Thank you, God.
Listen, Erin, you and I are on the same page here. Like, absolutely. Seriously, the only thing I can cook is pizza out of a box, and I can't even get that right. I leave the plastic on.
Mate, Craig, if you weren't married and I wasn't in the budding stage of a new relationship, we should have coffee.
Yeah, right. So you could hang out. Go, Craig.
It's very nice of you, Erin, but I've been married to the same beautiful wife for 38 years.
So stop hitting on him, Erin. Stop harassing our callers.
Sorry, Craig. You're so in love and committed.
Does she cook chicken, Craig?
Mate, she cooks the best roast chicken you've ever had in all your life. If you want to come round one night for dinner, I'd be happy to have you around.
Yeah, actually, could I hang out with both of you then if you and me is not an option? Could I come over and meet her?
Yeah, sure. No trouble at all.
You can eat her chicken.
Yeah, I'll eat her chicken.
Why go out for chicken when you've got it?
Don't want the cow if they get the milk for free. Does that make sense?
Hughie, Ed and Erin.
The wife just texted to say that briskly is an adverb, not a verb.
She's smart.
Thank you very much. She's a school teacher.
Yes, so. Very smart.
So Robbie Williams, the talk of Australia over the weekend, because he smashed the AFL Grand Final. Yeah, anyway.
Universal accolades for his performance, which is almost unheard of when it comes to a sporting event in Australia because it's always divisive.
Yes, thank God for that because the Sydney Swans were
horrendous,
hopeless.
Yep.
No doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I got to interview him on Thursday night, actually, and we got to hang out with him. And instantly I bonded with Robbie Williams. I had no idea how charismatic he was. I should have known, but I didn't know. And we talked about he's in a long-term relationship now. And, you know, Robbie Williams was famous for, being a ladies' man.
Yeah, absolutely. Renowned for it.
Yeah, so we talked about how that plays out these days.
I'm fascinated by this. I thought he might have gotten a little bit kind of, just stick to the music, but he was happy to talk about anything.
Definitely.
Oh, this is juicy.
Now, right, you're married, you've got a beautiful wife, you've got four beautiful children, you got married in 2010, and you are still, you're in love, and you've said, you're on record saying she saved your life, and that you stand by that.
I really dig her, and I really respect her, and I've always been in tremendous like with her.
Yeah.
And for somebody that couldn't keep his penis in his pants to remain in a monogamous, I've never been able to say it, relationship for 17 years, that's what I should be getting discs for.
You should be getting them. I agree.
Be like a plaque. There should be a blue plaque.
This is, mate, I'm with you. Why are the medals for guys?
Seriously.
You go home every night.
Plus, you know, you go past my house
every
day.
You're Robbie Williams for
See the blue plaque, and then one day the blue plaque comes down, and everybody, oh, trouble at mill.
But did you have your fill? I mean, that's a crass thing to say. Had you?
I was just talking today with my manager that it is I could do without that gene. I could do without whatever it is, just to remove it because it's like being a diabetic in a cake shop. You know, there's nothing I can do. I can't eat this cake. And you still look at the. I still look at the female
going
form.
Past you every second.
Exactly.
There's cakes still, all around you.
Cakes everywhere, and I haven't got my insulin shot. And I genuinely, if I could take a pill to remove that, I would, because then I'll just be able to talk to ladies
and relax
and not have this thing. Yeah. And also, the weird thing is about becoming older is you're not looking at yourself every day, so you're not seeing what they're seeing.
Mm.
You're not seeing an old guy.
Yeah, you're still the young bloke.
I'm still the young bloke. I'm still the bloke from 17 years ago, 20 years ago. But like, you know, I can understand how old blokes get creepy.
Yeah, well, it's very
they just
easy.
I
get accused of it.
Yeah.
You know, I've been on radio. I've said, stop calling him creepy. I'm not creepy. I'm
bloke. If you could have a pill that just removed all this need to go forth and procreate, would you?
I think you would. But you want to, you know, obviously you want your special one to, you know, that to be, you know.
Yeah, but there'd be a pill for that too.
Yeah,
a pill
for
marriage sex. Madge sex.
Yeah, exactly.
20 milligrams. Fast acting Madge sex. Yeah, and that's all it does. It's like you only find your betrothed sexy.
Yes.
That would be so helpful.
That is the...
Get Madge sex today. That's 20 milligrams of Madge sex. But I'd be snorting it. I'd be snorting 60 milligrams like within the week.
You're insane, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it. Yeah, he is touring next year as well, so you'll be able to see him. Oof. Yes, we're talking actually.
We'll see him. I want to hear him right now talking about how he springs love back, or does he?
Yeah, he's in a long-term relationship. They've got 4 kids and, we're trying to fire up long-term relationships. Robbie's take on it was interesting. This month on the radio, we're trying to spring love back for people in long-term relationships. So, and obviously, we've had that chat about what we've just chatted about. But is there you've got 4 children, you're in a monogamous relationship. What do you do to...
For sexy time or for love?
Or for both, you know. Sexy time is important in relationships, isn't it? You've got to keep it going.
I don't know. I don't know if it is.
Yeah.
Like, we're both on, like, meds that take away... the urge,
yeah, right,
to sleep with each other, not anybody else, just with each other, and it doesn't seem to be a problem for either of us.
Yeah, right.
You know, and so far so good.
A lot of people be happy to hear that, mate, because it's something.
I don't know how important it actually is.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, but I haven't got any testosterone anymore. I've got the testosterone of a 90-year-old man.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, I still found the backing dancers really sexy today when I was rehearsing. So I don't know how that works.
But you've been backing dancers for 35 years now, haven't you?
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah. But that being said, for us, I'm in such deep like and such deep respect for my wife.
Yeah.
She's really funny. She's really clever. She's great to look at. And I also want to be the best version of myself.
You don't want to let her down.
I don't want to let me down.
Yes.
I don't want to be that guy that I was in my
20s. You want to be disappointed in yourself.
I know how painful that was. So far, so good. But it's very much for me, like, you know, giving up drinking and giving up cocaine. I think I'll get through today without drinking, and I will get through today without doing cocaine. Not drinking, I've done for 22 years. I also think I'll get through today by not cheating on my wife.
Yep.
Then I'll worry about tomorrow.
Mate, I 100% get it. I'm 30 years sober, so I've beaten you on that.
Yeah,
it's not a game, it's not a race. But
you win.
I gave up vaping yesterday. Have you ever vaped?
I'm on the Nicorette. Yeah, I'm on the Nicorette.
I'm 36 hours away from vaping, so I'm like, I don't know about Nicorette. Because that means...
I love it. But like, I'm not reading up what Nicorette does. In my head, I'm happily delusional that this is just a facility to have Nicorette for free. You know, like financially, these mints cost money. But I think that the Nicorette is not killing me. That's what I think. And I don't want to know any other. But like, the very interesting thing about vape, my wife keeps bringing up, is cottage cheese lung. Have you heard of this?
Popcorn lung, I've heard. But cottage cheese would be...
Yeah.
It's not good, apparently.
Popcorn lung. Obviously, the vape thing was going to end in tears.
Yes, I know.
You know, when it came off and it was like a miracle, it was like, nah, it's in the post. Something's wrong with that. It's got to be.
My wife rang me the other day and said she Googled and it causes erectile dysfunction. And I'm like, don't make me choose. Do
you know what I mean? Doesn't everything cause erectile dysfunction, though? Like, everything does eventually cause erectile dysfunction. Water, erectile dysfunction.
I love you, man. It's been an absolute pleasure to hang out. All right. Good on you, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Wow.
He's a real character, no doubt about it.
Yeah, that's amazing. So it sounds like they don't have intimate relations. That's what I picked up. Have I interpreted that incorrectly?
I think that's a fair assumption, isn't it?
Like, it was fairly obvious. Wow. But they're both comfortable with that.
Well, I read that they've got 4 kids together, and the latest 2 were using surrogates.
Yeah.
Interesting.
See, the thing that blows me away with this stuff, and I don't know if it's a female thing or we're just built differently, I feel like men think that it's a really noble trait, or that they should get heaps of accolades, or they're not thanked enough for being loyal to the wife, like the person they married in a monogamous relationship where you commit to just that person. And the way you two are talking, it's like you want medals because you're not tapping everything else that moves. I've just never, like, isn't that just the way it's meant to be? Like, why do you need recognition for not spreading your seed?
Talk to Robbie. Talk to Robbie.
So weird. No one thanks me for not cheating on my partner. Where's my thanks?
Thank you for your service.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
So medals for ladies for doing the right thing. Erin, you're getting a medal at the moment. You're in a monogamous relationship and it's all working
all
out.
All of my relationships, my whole life has been monogamous. Otherwise, I just wouldn't be in a relationship.
Yeah, fair enough.
I don't think, I'm not looking for a medal. I think it's a bare minimum in a relationship that you just, you're with the person you love. I don't even think you should look.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Well, I do. That's how I feel.
Well, don't tell me that an attractive man doesn't swivel your head. They do.
How attractive?
Well,
Sterlo.
Okay, yes. Yeah, Sterlo I would turn for.
What about, well, Freddie, obviously.
Why do you say obviously?
Because I know how attractive he is.
He's a good looking man. He's a very good looking man. Okay, so those two potentially I'd turn for. That's it. And Vin Diesel.
But you haven't turned.
Oh,
so
Richard Gere as well in Pretty Woman. But see, I'm talking about famous people. Oh, it's completely
different.
The list
is getting longer.
Yeah, of famous people, not everyday Australians.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Any man in a police uniform.
Oh.
Okay, but they're defending our nation. There's a difference. The streets.
Now, Daniella from Kemps Creek, how long have you been married?
Hey, I've been married for 14 years.
Yeah, and you've been faithful all that time, Daniella?
Yes, the whole 14, 15 years.
You sound tired.
I sound tired. No, I'm on my way to work. I'm not tired.
Oh, good.
But, yeah, 14 years, that's nothing. I think because of all the divorces today, you guys are stunned. There's still normal people out there. We don't cheat. But let's be honest.
Normal people
get divorced too, by the way.
Sorry, Erin.
I know, darling. I'm with you.
But you find...
I think so much divorce is happening that people think it's... a big norm.
Well, you're right. There's a lot of it. It can feel like it's
We just established, Daniella, you find many men attractive.
Not many. Come on. I love my husband to death.
Yeah, we know that.
Most attractive. But listen, when we're out and he knows I like dark guys, that's normal. They're just so gorgeous. And he says, Daniella, look, there's a good one. And I'm like, that's nice.
You point out attractive men together. So, yeah, I think that's a healthy relationship, isn't it? Yeah.
What's his cup of tea, Daniella? Do you point out, like, is he a blonde, a brunette? Does he like tan skin? Like, what's his thing?
When I ask him if he likes my hair blonde or brunette, he doesn't answer. He likes both.
Oh, God, he's so sweet.
Are you allowed to let him, does he point out attractive ladies in the street or is that no go?
I would point, but yeah, he's not like me. He's sort of like, I'm more jumpy and, that's nice.
Beautiful.
Ah, love that.
Well done, Daniella. You got your reward, a family pass to Taronga Zoo up for grabs. Goodness knows what you'll see there.
Giraffe with a
Christine,
long
how long have you been with your man, Christine?
I've been married for 34 years. And I think there's nothing wrong with window shopping and having an admirer of someone really handsome.
Yeah. So you're 60 or you turn 60 next month, is that right?
No, I turn 60 next month, Erin.
Oh, happy birthday.
I've met you and you know who I am.
Yeah, yeah.
When have you met me?
I did the In the City to the Ladies' Day.
Oh, yes, you did. Yes. So, yeah, you love a good-looking man. I remember that
I love a good-looking man.
Yeah. So, do you see any yesterday? Have you seen any already today?
Yes, I did. I seen a lovely-looking guy yesterday. He was just, I like a smart-dressed man, a clean man, nice physique. I've got to tell you, but I do love my husband, but yes. I do admire good-looking men.
Yeah. Do you ever, like, see a good-looking man then come home and use that energy with your husband?
Well, let's not tell stories.
Yeah.
In other words, yes. Yeah. Oh, my God, do men do that? If they're having relations with their partner, are you ever thinking of someone like, oh, my God, have you ever been stimulated by someone else and then gone home and used that as a source of, have you?
What?
You know exactly what I'm asking.
We're talking to Christine and about her hot man that she met yesterday, you know? So, what do you do, though? You
know? Not that. I am.
Your eyes only for.
Yes. The one I'm with.
Absolutely. And he's enough for you, isn't he?
Yes.
And he always will be.
Yeah.
Romantic stuff.